The floor of Citizens Business Bank Arena in Ontario is buzzing as business leaders and owners from all over SoCal shake hands, catch up, and enjoy breakfast. The convivial atmosphere is exactly what the bank's CEO, Chris Myers, likes to see.
We're all in this together to expand the economy, and I think the idea here is to provide the more information we can have for our clients and friends and local businesses, I think the better off we're all going to be.
According to Myers, the gathering experienced a sharp rise in attendance this year.
We had just close to 700 people here today, and our largest before this was about 525. And when you have subject matter experts that can provide some insight into the economy and where it's going, I think that's powerful for a lot of our small businesses.
Those subject matter experts include economists from both the UCLA Anderson School of Management and the Claremont McKenna Robert Day School of Economics and Finance. Following breakfast, the experts took to the stage. Presentations started with a national outlook by Professor Edward Lehmer of UCLA. He painted a picture that wasn't bleak, but also decidedly not rosy. As we're in the third longest expansion of the economy, he hinted that the boom times can't last forever and that another downturn could be coming. Lehmer does project 3% GDP growth and a bit of inflation ahead. After the national picture, another UCLA economist, Jerry Nicholsberg, spoke about California. The Golden State is doing well, according to Nicholsberg. The state's economy is growing at a faster pace than the rest of the country. In 2014, the state added 500,000 jobs. Claremont McKenna professor Manfred Kyle presented on the Inland Empire. He titled his presentation, "The Good, the Bad, and the So-So."
So the good news is that in terms of employment, unemployment, and so forth, we finally see numbers in the Inland Empire that are very positive. That hasn't happened for a long time in the recovery. So finally, for example, the Inland Empire unemployment rate is even lower than Los Angeles County's unemployment rate once you do a seasonal adjustment.
Another bit of good news, according to Kyle, is that employment in the IE is back to pre-recession levels. But
the bad news is that the jobs that have been recovered are not the same ones that have been lost. The ones that were lost were higher paying jobs in manufacturing and in construction, and the ones that have been gained primarily were in leisure and hospitality and in health and education. And that always sounds good because we think of health, this is a doctor or some surgeon, but really the average health worker makes very low money because it's home care.
As for the so-so, that's Ontario Airport. It's on its way back to local control, but after years of decline, Kyle says we'll have to wait and see if it can make a full recovery. The tone of Kyle's forecast for the Inland Empire is one of level optimism. It's not cautious or guarded, but it's also not a chorus of "we're in the money." Citizens Business Bank CEO Chris Myers honed in on that even tone.
Absolutely. I do feel optimistic. Now, I don't think it's an exuberant optimism, but I think it is an optimism. This economy is expanding a little bit slower than we like, but good things are happening.
With the unemployment rate in the IE projected to continue going down, Kyle, the economist, thinks it's safe to say things are finally looking up. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.